661 Cash to find a Check and Go near you, or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check cashier.
The cost of borrowing money will go up again at the next meeting of the Federal Reserve Board. Wells Fargo senior economist Kelly Matthews says it's virtually certain that another rate increase is coming, and that will take what's called the prime rate up to 5.25%.
It would certainly make sense to me that the Fed perhaps should pause and wait for a while at this 5.25% level. And so I feel fairly comfortable with that kind of an interest rate forecast.
Matthew says increases from the Fed directly affect such basic areas of mortgage rates, credit card rates, and the cost of every kind of loan. According to Matthews, there's very little likelihood that inflation is much of a problem, and that should stop the long string of rate increases. The world's largest food company, possibly most famous for its chocolate goodies like the Nestle Crunch Bar, has purchased weight loss giant Jenny Craig, according to the New York Times. Switzerland-based Nestle bought Jenny Craig for about $600 million. This is USA Radio Network News.
Let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage.
You get upset and overreact, and something, the experience, gets inside your head and you get upset with that and make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on FHU.com 10 to midnight Pacific Time and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
Don't feel like spending much on golf? Try Bonnie Dundee Golf Club, just north of I-90 on Route 25. At Bonnie Dundee Golf Club, every Friday is a party in June because a foursome is only $96 a cart. And Saturday is really a party when two golfers can golf for $60 a cart. That's Saturdays in June after 11 a.m. Golf where the pros go, like Neil Copps from the Chicago White Sox and Bill Whittington from the Chicago Bulls. For tee time information, go to BonnieDundeeGC.com, a facility of the Dundee Township Park District. Looking for something fun to do this summer with the whole family? Try Dolphin Cove on Route 25 just north of I-90, where you can have fun on two large water slides, play in our huge sand play area, swim in our indoor pool at the facility, or just lay out in the sun. Come in every Sunday during the summer, and from 1 until 2 o'clock, visit with our new Dolphin Cove mascot, sponsored by Home State Bank. Dolphin Cove, your kind of place, our kind of fun, a facility of the Dundee Township Park District.
Tuesday, June 20th, discover why the Grand Hotel Mackinac Island is a favorite destination featured on the radio travel show and considered among the best by travel experts from around the world. Join me, Philip Anthony, for a two-hour live broadcast from the Grand Hotel itself and meet some of the amazing people who keep this world-class historic hotel atop the most desired destinations list. Join us, won't you, as the radio travel show airs live from the Grand Hotel Tuesday, June 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. We'll see you then.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily...
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruption, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle
and his big brother, Justin.
Hello.
Hi.
Are here to share some stuff we've learned.
But, kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay. Oh, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
Wow, that looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you. Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day,
making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Until next time.
Hi, my name's Frank. I'm the pedestrian you just passed back there. Yeah, you were going pretty fast. I don't even think you saw me. But it was partly my fault. I was on the cell phone, too. It's actually funny, because I drive sometimes myself, and I know how easy it is to get distracted with all those irresistible gadgets, like dual-zone heating systems and in-dash computers and satellite radio stations. I mean, what's so interesting about a pedestrian? Well, for one thing, I could pop out right in front of you when you least expect it, or I could be a kid chasing a dog. I could be in a hurry. Of course, I try to be safe. I use a crosswalk, so I wait for the signal. I look both ways, and before I cross the street, I make eye contact to make sure you see me. But once in a while, either of us could make a mistake. So next time, let's, look out for each other.
A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. For more on driver and pedestrian safety, visit AAOS.org.
Nice seatbelt, by the way.
If you have land you want to protect from hunting, trapping, logging, and development, the organization to call is the Wildlife Land Trust. We've been part of the Humane Society of the United States for more than a decade, and we'll protect your land and the animals who make it their home forever. To find out more, call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. The Wildlife Land Trust. Saving lives by saving land.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when the tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me to support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We had a few technical problems here, so that's why we're starting a little late.
A little bit.
We're all set now. Well. Let's see. Where do I start? I guess usually it's a super regulation. Well, sometimes we talk about sports first.
Well, sometimes.
Go Cubbies. Well, it's hardly even funny anymore.
No, you're right.
It's really pitiful. It's really pitiful, and I swear it starts at the top. Well, how far to the top? You could say the Tribune Company. But Dusty Baker, I think, has to go.
Yeah, I have to agree with you nowadays. 2 weeks ago, I said, no, keep him around. He's doing all right. He's a good manager. Now it's just
The longer he's around, the worse it gets. I think they started out well during the season because the effects of Dusty hadn't sunk in. Oh, terrible. Enough on the Cubs. At least they didn't help the Sox at all this weekend.
That's more upsetting to me than anything.
Yeah.
Come on now. I root for the Cubs very, very little in my lifetime, but last weekend, come on, Cubs. Do something for us.
All right. So, on to stupid regulation of the week. I'm involved in housing transactions lately, so I was aware of a situation where actually my fiancée and I did not get a house we were upset. We thought we wanted to get it. And we found out these others outbid us a little bit. But then it turns out that the ones who sold the house decided that they're backing out of the contract. And then the real estate agent told us, well, any good lawyer could get anybody out of a contract. And I'm thinking, God, if that had been us, we would have been so upset,
PO'd. Right.
And I'm saying, until I said, the Libertarian Society, that would happen, contracts would be sacred. But today, I guess the lawyers, they kind of run the country, you know, and I guess the contract's only as good as your lawyer is, I suppose.
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. But I mean, what's the contract worth if anybody can get you out of it? And the thing is, if you're buying the house, you put down earnest money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're selling the house, well, there's no giving up of anything. If you lose. Except that I guess you can subject to taking to court. But I guess that's an interesting, seems to be somewhat of an equity there. But I do suggest that, Libertarian Society folks, the lawyers would not be in control. A jury of your peers would be in control instead, which means, I think, common sense. You know, not the juries of today that are hand-picked idiots from the lawyers, but jurors who know what they're doing can ask questions and judge the law, as well as the facts of the case, and obtain justice. That's what happens in the Libertarian Society, folks. Contrary to what we have today, again, which lawyers write the laws, and then the lawyers are needed to bring cases to court, and they made the arrangement really nice for themselves, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Shakespeare was, well, I love Shakespeare, but it was just a character in Shakespeare's play was right. Maybe. Half kidding. Kill all the lawyers, that's the line, people don't know it.
Well, nice.
First kill all the lawyers. Shakespearean line. Okay. We are going to have a guest today. Her name is Sandy Bourne. She's Vice President of Policy and Strategy for the Heartland Institute, which you've all heard a lot about, the Libertarian think tank here in Chicago. We're going to talk about energy issues. I think we'll talk about gas prices and what we can do to bring about a sane energy policy in this country. So she will be our guest. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a 2-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including school reform news, environment and climate news, and the Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute, and be sure to mention Freedom Ring. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Ring, and thank you for your support. We are back with Freedom Ring, and I'd like to welcome to the program this morning, Sandy Bourne of the Heartland Institute. Sandy, how are you doing?
Good morning.
So you are the Vice President of Policy and Strategy for the Heartland Institute. What does that mean? What do you do?
A couple of things. I oversee some of the policy, particularly right now I'm looking at energy policy, telecommunications, healthcare reform, some of the school choice issues. And then in terms of strategic development, looking at current issues that are going on today in policy and trying to figure a path forward and bringing all of the folks together. The Heartland Institute focuses on educating state legislators across the country and locally elected officials across the country. And we publish 4 newspapers once a month. So each week, these legislators and elected officials get something on environment or healthcare or school reform or telecommunications.
Well, let's go to energy policy right now. I think there are a lot of people out there that are really upset at the gas prices. What can be done? Well, first of all, is there any prospect in the near future that the gas prices are going to lower?
I think that we're going to still see a couple of bumps in the road. A lot of folks don't understand that the entire market process, and we've had China enter in a big way in this past 2 years in demanding oil from the world market, and that has drawn off supply. But here in the United States, if we just look at our own domestic situation, we use, of the oil that we import or that we use or consume, only 67% goes into transportation. Only 5% of it is used for heating homes. The remainder of the petroleum goes into product development, lipstick or some binders for drugs, other things. So the emphasis on the gasoline prices that we're seeing right now with the increase, particularly recently, that's primarily our own fault, and it's our own fault because we have so many regulations and taxes in the 50 states and federally that have driven the price up, and we've cut off some of our own supply.
Well, that's what I was going to lead to, because in a classic free market, okay, if demand goes up, then the supply goes up, and everything equalizes, and prices are maintained.
That's correct.
There's something that's short-circuiting the free market process here.
That's right. We've cut off, for the time being, any kind of access to our supply up in Alaska. We've cut off our reserves along the coastlines. And we have, through no fault of our own, because of the hurricanes in the Gulf, we still have roughly 20-25% of our infrastructure is down. That has not been fully repaired yet. So that is severely impacting our supply at the moment.
And when is the last time a refinery has been built in this country?
Well over 30 years ago.
That's just incredible.
And, yeah.
And demand it keeps on going up, and no more refinery capacity?
Right, no more refinery capacity, but even worse than that, when we put the ethanol mandate into our gasoline, that also impacted our supply because we need at least 30 new refineries just to get the ethanol out to the consumers. So we put the mandate in, but we didn't wait for the infrastructure to be put into place.
And how many varieties of gasoline have to be produced by the oil company?
Oh, my gosh. There's at least 20 to 30. And what's going to be interesting now, with the ethanol put into place, there is quiet discussion of, you know how we have the boutique fuels for all the regions and the cities and the urban areas across the country?
Right.
You have to have a certain percentage to meet the clean air requirements. Well, because we've put ethanol in there and we're going down the road of biofuel, There's beginning to be a talk of, well, let's have formulas for biofuel as well in these different regions. So you'll have a menu of boutique fuels in the gasoline and then boutique fuels and biofuels. Even though we're 70-some-odd percent cleaner, our air has improved. The six pollutants in our air over the past 30 years has decreased over 70%.
But the processes that have to go through, or the regulations that have to be met, I mean, it sounds like something dreamed up by some Soviet bureaucrat.
Well, it is. And, in fact, we're going to start this whole cycle again. We just recently passed, since 1997, under the Clean Air Act, a lot of rules under the EPA. Then, since, in the past 3, 4, 5 years, we've passed the Tier 2 Mobile Source Rule, the Highway Diesel Rule, the Off-Road Diesel Rule, the Clean Air Interstate Rule, the Clean Air Visibility Rule, and the Clean Air Mercury Rule, all to reduce pollutants. And what's coming up again? Oh, gee, every five-year mandate that we have to regulate ozone and take a look at the Clean Air Act and see if we have any particulate matter and can we reduce that. And so here we've put all these new rules into place. We're not even going to wait for them to take effect when we're going to go ahead and move the goalpost again and drive up the cost of all of our energy sources.
Well, everybody's in favor of clean air, and I wonder if the average American consumer really considers what's involved when they cry to their legislators for cleaner air all the time. I really wonder if they understand the reaction. A reaction has a reaction, and what is involved in doing what they're asking their legislators to do for cleaner, cleaner, cleaner air. I wonder if they really realize the impact it has.
Well, and the other question to that, the real question is, how clean is clean?
Right.
Because what causes public health problems is a dosage issue. It is not that we have little itty-bitty tiny pieces of microparticles. Our bodies are designed to filter these. And since 1997, the science behind the public health part of that is beginning to show that that's uncertain, that the regulations that we set then, so far, we haven't seen too much in terms of real health care problems. When you look at the increase in asthma rates, which everyone's been talking about lately, well, there's a lot of factors that go into that. First of all, our air is cleaner, our environment's cleaner. We have pollen counts that we've never seen before, that we haven't measured before, that are just skyrocketing. We have, because of our advanced health care system and the amount of research that we've done, I was a nurse in a past life, and when I was in training in the 70s and 80s, you know, we were taught that asthma victims usually didn't live through their 20s or 30s, that was about it for them. Now we have folks with asthma, because of the medicine, that are living full lives. Is it a problem? Yes, we have a problem, but we have an indoor air quality problem because our homes are so much more efficient, and we keep all of that dust inside rather than venting it back outside. And on the outside, we've got, when you take your kids to the physician to find out what they're allergic to, it constantly comes up pollen, dog, dander, all of these other things. You don't see air pollutants listed in the shots that you have to get. They're not there. So we need to instead think about what the dosage is, what's really going on, and how clean is clean. And when you go back and you look at, it's right up on the EPA website, they'll tell you, the six criteria pollutants that were absolutely polluting our air in the 60s and 70s have been reduced by 70% over the past 30 years.
Well, the science you're quoting, Sandy, I guess the left might say, hey, are you just quoting so-called science that the research is funded by these very corporations that benefit from polluting and destroying the environment?
it's fascinating because everybody thinks that the corporations are the bad guys, and the government is the bad guy, and pretty soon you'll be hearing the nonprofits are the bad guys. Everybody's a bad guy whoever is paying for the research. The reality is, the companies, the government, everybody is doing research to find out what we can do to improve things. The question is that research peer review, does it follow that scientific methodology that we all learned in eighth grade that was critical? Is it passing a rigorous test? And when we skip those steps in that procedure to push a political agenda, that's wrong. That's where I find it highly offensive, and I don't care who's funding it. When you skip those steps, that's a problem. When you go, because then how is a policymaker or anyone supposed to make a decision if they're having advocacy and political stuff thrown at them rather than rigorous scientific evidence?
Well, yeah, that's true. The first thing that comes to mind, as far as I'm concerned, is the lies we were told about weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Another topic, another day.
That's a whole other ballgame there. That's a whole other ballgame. But it was interesting. On that front, I found it fascinating to see that Russia just released their figures on the Chernobyl incident, that only 55 lives were lost. I thought that was, A, very interesting. B, I think we all question it. But then I went back to looking at some of my old stuff from the 70s and the 80s, and I remembered the 72-hour rule, that if you could stay behind cement for 72 hours, the weather pattern did a good job of clearing some of this stuff, and that reduced your risk of being killed immediately. It didn't reduce your risk of getting sick, mm-hmm. but it did reduce the risk of having some problems immediately. So, you know, I think there's a lot more there to investigate, but you do have to question the data whenever it comes out, no matter who's bringing it to you. Go through that old methodology, ask some hard questions, and see if it's been peer reviewed. Look at the sample size when they tell you, oh gee, we looked at 30 cases of this. Well, you can't apply that to thousands and thousands of people. You need a bigger sample size. All those simple things that you can do to ensure that your evidence is noteworthy.
Yeah, and there's a lot of tricks can be played with statistics, and you mentioned the one. The other one that I think is a lot of various researchers are guilty of is the trend line. They pick and choose many times. They're from 1995 to 2006 or whatever. They don't look at the trend from 50 or 100 years ago.
You're exactly right. When you look at, for example, weather patterns, we've only been recording temperatures. And we can talk about the climate change debate a little bit here. We really have only been recording temperatures for 100 years. And in that 100 years, there is definitely a pattern of warming and cooling that's approximately 3 decades long for each period. And is there a trend of some climate change? Yes. And could it be anthropogenic, human-induced? Perhaps. But the doom and gloom and the alarming of the ringing of the bell here is a little bit too much. We still have a lot to learn about that. And then the same thing with the hurricanes. When they showed the destruction in the New Orleans area, and you look at the dates of when they last had that size hurricane, oh, gee, it was 1906. Oh, gee, it was 1903, 100 years ago. And here we have all kinds of reliable information on the 100-year storms. Did we think we weren't going to have 100-year storms? They're here, and then they'll pass through. The question is, as intelligent as we are we capable of adapting? Yes, we're in a somewhat free market society, probably not as pure as you and I would like, but we're perfectly capable of adapting and developing technology to work our way around that, and that's what we should do. Instead of running scared, let's just run smart.
We're talking with Sandy Bourne. She's Vice President for Policy and Strategy of the Heartland Institute. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Have any questions about almost any policy question of the day, whether it's healthcare or environment or energy, give us a call, 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him. And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need email or internet setup and training? Call John. Want to simply learn to do things faster? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want a new computer system set up? Call John. Need fast, convenient repairs? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and we're talking with Sandy Bourne, who is the Vice President for Policy and Strategy for the Heartland Institute, talking about energy policy, gas prices, the environment, and we can go into some other areas if you'd like. Let's go to the phones. Jeff, you're on.
Looks like Jeff just hung up.
Jeff dropped. Okay, you call back, Jeff, if you want. Okay, let's talk to Jim. Hi, Jim.
Looks like Tim has dropped, too.
Okay. All right. So, let's see, where were we then?
Why don't we talk a little bit about, in theory, what should we do with our energy policy?
That was a question that I had way back, and then, as I always do, I go off on millions of tangents. Thank you for bringing me back, Sandy.
In theory, when you're talking about energy or a national energy strategy, the way I like to explain it to folks is you want to think about it as your retirement portfolio. You'd never want to invest in any one particular fuel source or one particular stock too much. You'd like to have a wide diversity there. So we ought to have, and that allows the market to play itself out. We have it now. We have one huge issue that we could spend an entire hour talking about regulation. But let's talk about investment. We ought to be investing in nuclear. We ought to be investing in oil. We ought to be investing in coal. We ought to be investing in renewables and all kinds of things just to see what works and see how the market plays. When we get into trouble is when we try to do the old-fashioned, gee, let's level the playing field and subsidize an entire area and sort of bring that in. Well, then you're not really allowing market forces to work, and you wind up developing a trap, in a sense, on any policy or in any market area that you want. In energy, this is beginning to show up as a real problem, because we have not invested in infrastructure, because we keep having the good old not-in-my-backyard syndrome from California just spreading across the country. So we have problems not only for accessing fuel sources that we have right here in our own country and with our own lands and reserves, but then we also won't allow transmission lines to be put up or put in the cables underneath. And we won't allow further development or, for example, liquid natural gas to come in and be imported in some areas. We just, well, maybe we'll bring it in down through the Gulf because we've got some stuff there. But what that does is it creates a problem in terms of getting that fuel to other areas, which builds into another problem in that, like, for example, in New England, we only have one bridge that oil gets trucked over. And so if they don't allow natural gas to come into ports up there, the only way they can get any fuel is to drive it up through trucks getting through. If something were to happen to that bridge, New England is kind of stuck with what it's got. So we have a real issue for energy security, energy independence, when we don't access our own domestic supplies and maintain our infrastructure or get it further developed. We've had a huge increase in population. That increases the energy demand. We're restricting ourselves from having low, affordable energy prices when we put all this regulation into place.
Okay, I think we got folks back on the line. And Jeff is back. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, buddy. How's it going? You know what? She's absolutely right. I have a degree in forestry, and I've done studies on this for many, many years. And just the climatic change and all this other garbage that the environmentalists are throwing out there, it's crap. Because they don't know. We've been around only 100 years studying, a little over 100 years studying this stuff. And nobody actually knows what's going on. Now, if you look on it, it's all cyclonic, right? It's all in cycles every 10 or 20
That's
or 50
right.
years. And people think now, like, for instance, these hurricanes, oh, you know, we're going to have worse year yet. And, well, it does go in cycles. And I know just from living out here for 20 years and being in California for most of my life that I've seen cycles come and go. And I don't think the global warming issue is that big a deal. I think I shouldn't say that it is, but at the same time, I'm also saying and I'm an avid fisherman, from all these rivers around here I know are polluted, there's places that I used to go fishing at in the Sierras that are polluted now with chemicals because the chemical companies refuse to pay. They give this money to these fly-by-night guys to dump chemicals places other than where they're supposed to be. There's a myriad of a lot of things out there that have that we do to the planet on a daily basis that it's just sickening. But so on that factor, I say, you know, as far as environment's concerned, I think we are trashing it. And from what I've seen in the West, and you know, having worked out in the field a lot, seeing what goes on. Now, you're talking about allergies in houses. We can make houses more energy and more allergic-free, but we don't do it because of the almighty dollar. Am I not right?
Well, I don't know about that. I think people are working to see what they can do with their houses. They are trying different things. Some things are cost prohibitive. What works for solar energy in California won't work for solar energy in New England. I think you have to sort of be site specific. But to go back to the issue of the science behind climate change. Technology is great. Technology has brought us all kinds of computers, computer models, and there's roughly 37 computer models that keep projecting all kinds of things about climate increasing or the temperatures increasing. And yet when you actually look at the data that's recorded by the satellite temperature recordings and other recordings, the data is actually significantly lower than what you see in the computer model. So we still have a long way to go with looking at the science, ensuring that are we really correct? Is what we're projecting really happening? And, you know, no one is saying that there aren't some bad companies out there or bad polluters out there. There probably are, and they should be punished. But the trend that we're seeing on EPA and that's being measured and has been measured over the past 30 to 40 years in terms of our air quality and our water quality, it has significantly improved. You can look at a lot of our main waterways. I recall as a child playing along the Potomac River in D.C., and you'd see all kinds of stuff floating down, and we had built a raft and pretending we were Huckleberry Finn and Becky, you know, and all that stuff, and we're playing on all this junk. It's not in the river anymore. That's all gone. The sky, there are some urban areas that are do indeed have some problems. You can pinpoint them, and we should probably look at them and see what could we possibly do to improve that. Cities in California and Houston, they've got a real problem with that air being blown up from Mexico. So there's probably, it's worth having some kind of an international discussion with Mexico to see what we can do about that. But
I
to
think
say that things are worse now than they were 30 years ago is just plain wrong.
I think if it's going to cost people money, you know, unfortunately, I think it's going to, the people are going to can it, because that seems to be the trend anymore. And I agree with you. I agree with you. There's a guy out there, I read a book not too long ago, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's an excellent version of things going on right now. And some of it's extreme. Again, we don't have anybody in the middle. You know, it's either left or right. And to me, it's a little extreme when people come out and tout, well, we're going to, you know, the sky is falling, but it's not.
I would have to disagree with you, Jeff, that the environment's getting, you said at point, well, some point the environment's getting worse. And as Sandy said, the literature, the science shows otherwise. And I would just point out again in our own Fox River Valley here, Jeff, 20 years ago, it was unspeakable that you would ever catch a smallmouth bass or a walleye in the Fox River. And today, they're pretty plentiful. You can catch every North American species in the Fox River here today.
Well, I agree with you. You know what? I was fishing over the weekend in there. But I got to admit, I was pulling everything up but fish. I was pulling up the garbage, the amount of garbage just from houses being built. I mean, I agree that I think environmentalists take it to an extreme. But at the other hand, I haven't worked in the trades like you can. I've seen when they're building these tract homes, how much garbage is left on the lot. They don't clean up daily. When I used to work for a guy, we used to clean up every single day of the lot.
Well, there's all sorts of regulations covering that, Jeff. It doesn't happen. Maybe there's a different solution, Sandy, to
one of the things that could be a problem is, you know, people always love to talk about raising landfill fees. And every time they do that, you see junk left along the side of the road. Every time
exactly.
They raise the tipping fee, you know, and that goes back to the regulations. And
exactly.
When we talk about gasoline or the energy taxes, they're outrageous. Why are we paying, you know, an average of 54 cents per gallon for gasoline? Where is all that money going? What's it paying for? When we keep raising our taxes, we take away that discretionary income for those of us who would choose to invest in the environment, too, whether they want to, you know, purchase land and conserve it or whatever they want to do. You take that ability away every single time you raise a tax or a fee.
Well, that's an excellent point. And isn't it true, Sandy, that there's a huge correlation between the prosperity of a country and how clean their environment is?
Oh, you hit a really good spot there. When you look at the United States and what our economy, we do have a healthy economy. A healthy economy is inherently dynamic with a healthy environment. They cannot be separated from each other. A wealthy country takes care of its environment. You go into third world countries where they're still burning dung, wood, and other things just to heat their homes. And then you have these elitist environmental activists coming in and saying, you can't burn coal or you can't have nuclear because it might pollute your environment, when they're polluting it with all this other stuff that they're burning off just to get some kind of energy going. We should be, if we really wanted to make a difference for the entire planet, we should stop beating ourselves up and flogging our backs and instead go over to these third world countries and start working to make investments that are measurable on the ground. Most of those countries do indeed have authoritarian or dictatorship governments, and they're difficult to work with. But China is beginning to make some sound investments, and we're over there working with them. But that's where the biggest brown cloud is when you look at all the satellite photos and you look for where's the bad air. It's hanging right over Asia, and that's where we should be investing to clean this up.
Okay, let's move on. We have Tim. Hi, Tim. Oh, now Tim's gone. I'll tell you what. Okay. Let's break then. We're talking with Sandy Bourne with the Heartland Institute. Environmental matters, energy matters, give us a call, 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Ring to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Ring. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless?
Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Okay, we are back with Freedom Rings. We're talking with Sandy Bourne. Let's go right back to the phones, and we think we have Tim for sure this time.
Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Well, sorry we got cut off so many times here, but in the remaining moments here of your show, I got two things I wanted to bring up, and you didn't comment on the Supreme Court's no-knock search and seizure ruling from last Thursday, Ken.
Oh, that's right.
Which is absolutely...
My bad.
Yeah, you are bad, because that is
horrible.
A lot more important to us right now than talking about old technology such as oil and gas. What I'd like to know, besides your comment on the Supreme Court ruling, would be Sandy's position there at the think tank. Are you going to do any investigation into the... water run car, getting the brown gas using electrolysis out of water for the hydrogen? You know, there's this gentleman by the name of Denny Klein with his company. You can Google it. It's real easy. You just type in 100 miles on 4 ounces of water, and all kinds of things will come up. This hit the news. This was on Fox.
That sounds like pie in the sky, Tim.
I know it sounds like pie in the sky. Take a look at the material. Take a look at the video. Fox News was reporting on it. There's all this stuff last year when it made the first big splash. Seems to be a possibility. The patent's been applied for. I think the patent's been approved based on what I just was reading. You wouldn't need natural gas in a home. You wouldn't need oil in the car. You would just use water in your own quiet generator for each home if you wanted to do something. So I'm just wondering if the think tank in your energy group there is going to investigate this and at least put out a paper letting us know, is this pie in the sky or is this true?
Okay, first, before you answer that, Sandy, let me just say about the Supreme Court's decision that I think it would have made Hitler and Stalin proud, and I think people should be very fearful of their government even more. Okay. Go ahead, Sandy.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. As I said before, I'm open to listening to any ideas out there on how we can work with energy efficiency. The real question is, do you want me to pay for the research that would go into a water engine? And I don't know that I would invest in that, but if someone else wants to invest in that, that's fine. But don't
I think
ask Danny me to pay
group
taxes.
Already has.
But don't ask me to pay taxes or to provide subsidies to do that. I say go on into that free market, and you've got a great idea, and it's going to take off, go for it. But don't ask the government to come in and provide
Well, no one's
funds.
Asking the government. No,
but
no. What I'm asking is you and your position. You write position papers for this.
Sure,
this
sure. I think
well, then
okay.
how is it going to cost you a lot of money to investigate the claims of this gentleman, Denny Klein, and his...
Right, but from a policy perspective, what I look at is the first question that I'm always asked is, what should legislators or elected officials get engaged with? And I would say don't engage with any technology. Let the free market take care of it. Stop issuing tax credits. Stop issuing taxes or subsidies for anything. If a water engine's a good idea, it's going to take off, and it'll happen. Now, you have to look at our current infrastructure. We have pipes throughout our entire country that are made of metal that could have some problems with water constantly running through, but there's probably ways to deal with that. I'm certain
water
there's ways to deal,
why would water
deal with
run
that to ensure
pipes?
That we don't have problems.
Doesn't get it, Ken. Doesn't get it. That's okay. I'm just simply, I thought you did position papers for a libertarian think tank and
sure.
investigated these things.
Right, and
that's all
and
I'm asking. I don't think it's going to cost you too much to do a little investigation and find out, and at least for this, Bass's think tank there, be able to
I've heard of the technology, I've heard of this company, and I think it's great that they're out there going for it. My position is just don't ask the government to pay for it. Go
no
for it.
No one's asking that. You're answering a question that wasn't asked.
Okay.
That's
great.
That's the whole point. I think I'm just simply asking a reputable think tank that we look up to.
I think we could
find
a
position
paper
on.
We could look at water engines.
That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah. We could look at what we could. We're looking at every technology that's out there,
Tim, is your concern, I mean, I know you want to promote something new, and I would agree with that.
No, well, it's just that all I can say is that if this guy's got a viable way of taking a standard internal combustion engine, slight modifications, and getting the hydrogen out of water, plain old tap water, and being able to run an internal combustion engine, you won't need the energy company because you're going to be able to provide your own energy in your own home.
Well, my
the
first
thing you're going to need is the government to keep
right.
providing the water.
My first reaction to that is everything I've heard from any other scientist, including Heartland's Jay Lehrer, says that every study that has been done on that has shown that it takes more energy
right.
to break it down to hydrogen than you're going to get out of it.
You still have to crack the molecule. You still need energy to crack the molecule, and no one has been able to get that cost down to an efficient level where it could be mass produced and used across the country.
We're going to run it late. I want to one quick point, and I think what maybe Tim might not be saying, which I am concerned with, is what I would call the Tucker influence. Is it possible that the big corporations in connection with government could shut down these good ideas?
Well,
everybody needs to look it up themselves.
Sorry, Sandy.
That's why, you know, we're here. That we want free markets. Let the good ideas run. Keep the government out of it.
Very good. Sandy, thank you very much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay. On to the quotation of the week. This is from Albert Einstein. Everything that is really great and inspiring is created by the individual who can labor in freedom.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.
When bad weather hits, turn to WRMN 1410 for all the details, and you'll always get the latest weather forecast every hour on WRMN Elgin.
USA Radio Network News, John Scott reporting. While the military is expanding its search for two U.S. soldiers missing in a...